simple and straightforward. I believe we've got a word from the Lord today for the church. I'm going to be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31, and I'm going to be reading that out of the New Living Translation. You can read along in whatever translation that you have today. Isaiah 40, 25. To whom will you compare me, and who is my equal, asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? That the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Yeah. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Yeah. They will run and not grow weary. Woo. They will walk and not faint. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it shed upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Just clap our hands and give a praise to God for the promise of His Spirit that we have as a sure promise to them. Title of my message this morning in this time of exhortation and encouragement is simply the word updraft. I was sitting at my desk this week and staring out the window. Yes, Sunday, yes, school children, you are not the only ones that like to daydream. Even the pastor, when he's supposed to be studying to preach and teach, sometimes stares out the window and daydreams. Hallelujah, but the Lord speaks to us in mysterious ways and works in mysterious ways sometimes. And I saw this probably a hawk, or more, it was either a hawk or a turkey buzzard, and it had its wings stretched out. And I was just watching that thing, and it was flying in circles like this. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it seems like when we're going in circles that we're not going anywhere. Hallelujah. But that turkey buzzard was not just flying in circles, but he had caught a thermal updraft, and every circle that he made, he got a little bit higher and a little bit higher and a little bit higher, and he just kept going up and up and up until he got out of my sight of the window, and not one single flap of his wings, not one single beat of his feathers, not one single ounce of exertion. Hallelujah. But he caught the updraft of the warm air, and as he made those circles, he went higher and higher and higher. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, tell my people, hallelujah, that in the spiritual realm, amen, every single storm, amen, every single trial, every single tribulation, hallelujah, it's going to have its downdrafts, and it's going to have its updrafts.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You see, the children of Israel, amen, were carried away captive because of their sins, because of their rebelliousness, because of their hard-heartedness, because of the things that they did against the laws of God. God allowed them to be carried away. God allowed, when they left God, they left strength. When they left God, they left their prosperity. When they left God, they lost everything, because He is everything. And when they found themselves without anything, even all they had was nothing, and there in the land of their captivity, they cry out and they beat on their chests and they said, God has forsaken us. Amen. Isaiah prophesies for 39 chapters, and he rebukes the people of God, and he pronounces the pending judgment and doom. But in the chapter, Isaiah chapter number 40, amen, the tone, amen, of the preaching changed. Hallelujah. The voice of the prophet began to adjust, and he opens up chapter 40 and he says, comfort ye, comfort ye my people. Woo, hallelujah. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Oh, come on now. Though we're cast off, amen, he's not going to cast us off forever, but he's going to bring us back to him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then he ends his chapter by saying, those that put their trust in the Lord, regardless of where they are, regardless of what situation they find themselves in, those that put their trust in the Lord and whatever His sovereign plan brings to their lives, that they are going to be strengthened. Amen. That they are going to soar to higher heights. Amen. As the wings of an eagle will soar, and they will run and not get weary, and they will walk and not faint. Tribulation and every trial has both an updraft and a downdraft.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some currents of the wind and breeze are refreshing. Others of them can be powerful and destructive. Amen. When a downdraft happens, when it sweeps in, it can take an airplane that is about to land and it can smash it on the ground like a man or a woman would smash a bug under his feet. They have all the advances in the many of the meteorological advances that we see happening in our country, in our world today, is because of the planes that crashed and the lives that were lost because of the downdraft that destroyed an airplane, and the lives and the families of those that were dying in those accidents, amen, were just totally torn apart. Amen. Their lives were destroyed, and so they come to respect. How many of you have ever flown in a plane before, and you're flying along eating your peanuts and drinking your pop and reading those boring magazines, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, amen, your breakfast is up in your windpipe, and that plane has just dropped a couple hundred feet all at once. Woo! Hallelujah! That wakes up your makeup, doesn't it? Amen. You think to yourself, hallelujah, all this plane stays up in the sky. Amen. There's a downdraft, and it bounced it down the air pocket. Something happened. Every storm is full of such things.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Several years ago, I invited some people over to the house. It was cold outside. It was winter time. And I thought, I'm going to light a fire, and I'm going to make it nice and cozy, and we're going to sit around and visit and fellowship. And I put the logs on the fire, and I put the kindling on the fire, and I got my match. I don't know if I had a little lighter or a match, and I lit it up, and it started to smoke and flame. And the next thing I knew, there was smoke in my eyes. The next thing I knew, the smoke was coming out of the house, and I didn't know what to do. I slammed the door shut, and it got all smoky on the inside. I thought, I must have forgot to open the flue. But after it settled down, I opened up the flue. I thought, well, and the flue's opened up, and I started to light it again, and the smoke came back in the house, and I couldn't, and it took me forever to get that fire going up, and I realized that there was a powerful, amen, column of cold air in the chimney flue. There was a powerful downdraft in it, and that little puny kindling fire that I was trying to start was not strong enough, amen, to push that cold air back up that chimney, and so it was coming down into the house. Can I get an amen from somebody? Sometimes the fire in our soul is just a flicker. Sometimes, amen, the spirit within us is just a gray ash-covered ember, and it doesn't seem like it's strong enough, hallelujah, to raise up a flame, and the smoke is pushing back in our eyes. I want to tell you and preach to you this morning, church, that mature, spiritual, godly men and women have learned a secret over the years. Hallelujah, that some in modern times may say there's a silver lining behind every dark cloud. Some religions call it a yin and a yang, and others tell us to look for the good in everything, in everyone. Hallelujah, but in the spiritual storms of life, hallelujah, the prevailing winds and temperature shifts in the spirit. Amen. There are those that have learned that there are downdrafts and there are updrafts. Hallelujah. And the eagles and the hawks, even the turkey buzzards, have learned over the years. They can sense the temperature changes. They can sense the upward air currents. And they spread their wings wide. And with little to no effort, they can rise high above the earth to great vantage points. Amen. I want to preach to you, church, today. If you're going through some spiritual events, amen, if you're going through trials and tribulations, I want to tell you a secret today. That in every storm, every spiritual storm, not only is there a downdraft, but there is an updraft in every single storm that we face. Hallelujah, you will begin to see things that you didn't see otherwise. You begin to sense and smell things you didn't sense otherwise. And you'll rise up with courage and spread your wings. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God will give you an updraft. And it will carry you up on the wings of eagles in the Holy Spirit. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, in the New Living Translation, it says the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. Everybody say faithful. Hallelujah. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. Amen. But it says when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is an updraft in that trial. If you'll spread your wings and you'll get under the heat source. Amen. I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit of God will lift you up and cause you to rise above. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. In the New Living Translation, it says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. Because there's an altar. Woo! I said there's an altar. Amen. And the Spirit of God is making intercession for the church. And we can get on that throne room of God. Woo! And we can get underneath and get on top and get around that hot fire. And we can feel the wind pick us up. Most people, when they get around the fire and they reach their hand in and about to burn them, they jerk it back as quick as they can. But the eagle knows that the fire is his friend. And he'll spread out his wings and fly like wings as an eagle. Yeah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11, in the New Living Translation, it says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus. So that's a downdraft. So that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. That's the updraft. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus. That's the downdraft that swirls in the Holy Ghost storm. So that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. That is the updraft. I know of a Savior. His name is Jesus. He was pressured by a downdraft to Calvary. And he was crushed down to hell. Amen. But the Bible tells me he caught an updraft. And on the third day that he rose up out of that grave. And 40 days later, the Bible says he caught an updraft that pulled him all Well, I guess I'm the only one excited about this today. Hallelujah, the Jews were stuck in a spiritual storm at the Red Sea, but God caused a powerful wind to blow, which opened the sea before them. In every trial and tribulation, amen, there is a powerful downburst of air that will crush you and destroy your life spiritually and every other way. But a mature and experienced saint of God can step aside and step to the other side of the storm. The Bible says that when Jesus looked to the cross, amen, that he was looking for the joy that was set before him. That he saw on the other side of Calvary that there was an updraft of the Holy Ghost. That there was going to be, amen, a gift of salvation that would come to the whole entire world. And the blood of Jesus did not just bring salvation to the Jews of the day, but it brought salvation to all those who had ever for God. And it brought salvation to all those who would ever think to live for God. Woo! I'm talking about an updraft of the Holy Ghost. By the power of God, he was raised up from that grave.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The prophet Elijah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He fought with devils and demons. He fought with idolaters and priests. He fought with wicked leaders and rulers. Hallelujah. He lived a poverty-stricken life of humility and abasement. But the Bible says he called it updraft. Amen. A fiery chariot and fiery horses got a hold of him and carried him away up into the clouds. Oh, church, I'm trying to tell you something this morning. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you that what you're going through, amen, is a trial. Yes, it is. I'm trying to tell you something today that what you're going through is hard. Yes, it is. But don't make it harder than it has to be. Hallelujah. Don't beat and flap your wings unnecessarily. But if you'll get it updraft, if you'll get it the Spirit, even John, the Bible says John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. He was going through a trial. The Bible says that he had been boiled, Sister Davis, in a hot pot. Amen. Of grease. Amen. If you think your trials are bad, amen, come on over here and dip into this pot of boiling oil. And the skin on his body, amen, being scarred and marred. Amen. That's what they say that happened to him in the traditions and the writings of history about what happened to the apostles that the Bible doesn't tell us. But what the Bible does tell us is while he was a prisoner on the Isle of Patmos, where the incarcerated were sent, while he was there suffering and recovering from his wounds, that he caught an updraft of the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he stepped into heaven's throne room and he saw a glorious vision of the risen Christ, of the glorified and great and mighty King and Savior. And he began to see prophecies and visions of things to come. I'm here to tell you that in the middle of your trial, God will give you a Holy Spirit lift and cause you to rise up on wings as an eagle. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. It says there was a wind, even like a sound, like a mighty rushing wind. I'm here to tell you there are winds of the Holy Ghost that blow. Even there are winds of the Spirit that blow. There's a lot of people today, the Bible says they're carried about by every wind and wave of doctrine. They are immature. They do not grow in their faith. They don't read their Bible like they should. They don't pray to God. They don't consecrate. They only come to church when they feel like it. They only do what makes them feel good. And when a little bit of wind blows, it crushes them to the ground. And they never see what the people of God see, who are high and flying above. Oh, that I might bear up, and that I might take wings as an eagle, and that I might fly above my troubles, David said. I'm here to tell you, church, the Holy Ghost will carry you on that mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost will lift you up today. And even in the middle of suffering, God will cause you to rise up in victory. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, they were caught in an updraft at midnight in a prison cell. They had been beaten for preaching the good news. And they were bound and bloody and hungry and tired. And they were dehydrated. Oh, but in the middle of their trial, they said, I feel an updraft. I feel a warm wind.
glory, glory. And they begin to sing and praise God at midnight. And the Bible says a spiritual wind came, shook that building, busted open the prison gates, shook loose the chains off of the hands. And God, in the middle of their discouragement, in the middle of their trial, hallelujah, He saved that jailer. And his whole family was baptized in the name of Jesus. Because to the Lord God, in the wings of eagle. Church, I'm here to tell you this morning, there are sinners that are watching you in your trial, and their salvation depends on you spreading out your wings of faith. There are sinners that watch you, that live by you. There are sinners that work with you and go to school with you, and they are watching how you handle the hardships of life, and they are watching to see if you spread your wings and fly. And when you do, I'm here to tell you, when you do, even the Bible says that Paul was in a ship, he was in a storm, he was a prisoner. But in the middle of the darkness of that storm, they had been in the storm for days. People had vomited so much there was nothing left to vomit. The Bible says everybody on the boat was in a fast. And I'm here to tell you, it's not just because they were fasting, Sister Clement, because they were trying to please God. I imagine they were fasting for more practical reasons in that storm. Amen. As they vomited, the Bible says that Paul found an updraft of the Holy Ghost, complete with angelic visitors. Amen. In the middle of that shipwreck, in the middle of that storm, in the middle of his imprisonment, God started on the Isle of God, the Isle of Malta. God started a healing revival of miracles and signs and wonders. And a whole entire island was turned to faith in Christ because a man of God found. He found an updraft of the Holy Ghost. Peter was in prison. He chained the soldiers. He had a soldier chained to this side on the right. And he had a soldier chained to this side on the left. Oh my God. And the church got in the prayer closet in the middle of the night. And they caught an updraft of the Holy Ghost. And an angel came. Hallelujah. And stepped into that prison cell. Kicked Peter, woke him up, released him from the chains, opened up the gates. Why? Amen. Because the people of God got in the Holy Ghost. They got in the spiritual upright of the Spirit of God. In the middle of that storm of persecution, amen, they found the victory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul, the Bible says, he said, I went up into the third heaven. He was beaten three times. He was stoned to death. He was in shipwrecks after shipwrecks.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So stand together this morning. When Paul, I read the writer of Hebrews, say, he said, you have not striven yet with the blood. For consider him who endured such a great contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied in your minds and faint. Hallelujah. Church, the Lord is calling us to spread our wings. You don't understand the bad situation. There is no situation that hasn't happened to somebody else just like you. The writer said some of them instead of choosing to be delivered, choosing death over deliverance for their faith in Christ. The writer said the world was not worthy of them. We are of the Holy Ghost generation.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The winds, spiritual battles are always swirling. But as the people of God, our first thought should be when the trouble starts, what is God having stuck
right? Yes. Hallelujah. Master, your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The problem with many of us is we're so ingrained with the teachings of our culture and society And they say when there's an earthquake, get under the table. They say when there's a tornado, get in your basement. And we're always running to the basement. We're always hiding ourselves from the trouble around us. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of our human nature. The Bible, you don't even have to read the Bible. And they say it just exactly this way. But the eagle does not make its nest under a table. The eagle does not make its nest in the basement somewhere. And the eagle finds the highest place.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What the preacher used to say, God called us to fly like eagles, but we're pecking around the barnyard like chickens. Yeah. I know that was a cheap shot, but it's true anyway.
Yes, it is. Amen.
It's time for us to spread. If you don't spread your wings, you'll never catch an updraft.
Right.
They say they haven't been able to actually scientifically prove, they say that an eagle can fly up to 3 miles on updrafts.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know about you, but my little bird legs will be knocking together if I was flying 3 miles up. Oh, well, better don't break. Not a good time to have a sprained wing. They say that the bird from that height can smell things, can see things. When they dive at their prey, they can dive up to 100 miles an hour.
Yes. Right.
Talking about the people of God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
When is she going to do something? Look at them. They're, Sister Davis, all they're doing is just floating around up there. What are they doing? Lord directs.
Hallelujah.
You ever notice what a bird does after it hits the ground? Right back up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I think we got too many seagulls in the church. You ever seen a seagull? I was watching one seagull when we were in Pensacola, and then he disappeared in that water and I couldn't find him. He was staying in the water more than the dolphin that I was watching was in the water. Boop, down he went. Come back and come out on there. Boop, boop, down he go again. What in the world was he doing? Don't he know he's supposed to be flying? Hallelujah. I think we got a lot of mixed up people in the church nowadays. Amen. You think you're a fish when God called you to be a fisherman. You think you're a chicken when God called you to be an eagle. Let's bow our heads together right now. It's time for us to spread our wings. Only they that trust in the Lord will have their strength renewed. Only those that put their trust in Him will soar with wings as an eagle. Trust is opening up those wings. Some of you, you're young in the faith and you're young in the Lord, the eagle will carry its babies on its wings and they will hold on for dear life, no doubt. Some of you may be young in your faith and that's maybe where you're at. You may be holding on for dear life and hoping that God doesn't actually accidentally drop you from 3 miles up. Can I get an amen out of your amen there?
Hallelujah. Yes.
What you don't realize is God is teaching you something. He's teaching you how to fly. He's teaching you what to look for. He's teaching you. You're learning from Him as He flies in and out of the currents and updrafts and downdrafts. And as he relaxes those wings and as He just coasts and cruises here and there, you're learning from Him. Amen. You've got to stretch your wings sometimes, though. Sometimes they say that in order to teach the babies that sometimes an eagle will drop the babies and purposefully let the babies fall from a great height that they will be coming down. I don't know about you, but sometimes in the Holy Ghost I feel like I'm flapping my wings as hard as I can and I hope that I don't hit the ground hard and that mother eagle will come and swoop in and pick that baby up before it hits the ground. God is teaching us to spread our wings. Because only when we spread our wings in faith and trust in Him can we catch the updraft. And can we fly and bring glory to God in His kingdom. Until we're doing what we've been called to do, we're just an embarrassment and a shame to ourselves and everyone else. But there's a way through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. There's a way to win that hard-hearted jailer. There's a way, amen. Hallelujah, to bring a whole entire island of pagans to faith in Christ. But you've got to learn how to catch the updraft. You've got to learn how to get in the Spirit. You've got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's pray together right now. Everyone in this building, let's pray and ask God to help us put our trust in Him again. Those of you that are in uncertain times, I want you to commit today to open up your wings this week. Sometimes we just need to shut our mouths and open up our eyes. Sometimes we need to stop looking at everything else and get our eyes on Jesus. Sometimes we need to get out of that wind that is smashing us and battering us. And we need to circle around through that storm and find that updraft and let the Spirit of God fly into a certain distance. Hallelujah. And then the Lord will open your eyes and show you when to serve. So we pray together this morning and commit our hearts to God right now. I ask you, musicians, to lead us in a closing song. Would you talk to God right now? If you've been doubting and you've been hanging around with the chickens, you need to ask God to forgive you for not having faith and trust in Him.